This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
These are insects.
There's a monster in my podcast.
And I think this is how you do the big list of things.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Like, it's confusing because at no point is giant in this, and these things don't get a size.
Right.
Reading on their stats, which would be germane.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm assuming they're giant because of how many hit points they have damage they do.
Yeah, there are some that are listed as being giant. So like, oh, a giant antlion or whatever. But like some of them are just deadly enough or, you know, yeah, they're listed as being deadly despite their size. So,
yes.
Yeah, go for it.
So I just assume that they're big, but maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just it's like from an entry like this really feels like it's from like a Dragon Magazine article that's like spice up your adventure with some bugs.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, why not add a pernicorn into your thing?
Yeah, why not an aspis?
Yeah, not so bad. Like, nothing is safe from the pernicorn. you know, why not have a giant tick fall on your barbarian?
Yeah.
You know, it just feels like that. And I get that.
I can picture the intro paragraph to that like, three-page feature. Like, when people envision medieval worlds, oftentimes they'll talk about grand spells and relics, but there's some more unsavory things. Think about how many bugs will be around. Add a little bit of verisimilitude to your campaign with some of these.
Like, it could literally be, the intro paragraph could be, insects are the hardiest and most numerous of creatures. Normal insects are found almost anywhere. The giant variety, many of which are listed here, are with aided brawn and power, make tough opponents.
I guess you're right.
The thing about there being bugs back in when you think about medieval times, you know, when you think back to Zelda times, is that I think, you know, I don't think about bugs. The two things I do think about is like, one, and this is a cliche joke, but like everyone just smelling really awful and their genitals being disgusting.
Yeah.
You know, like there's a tweet, like one of my favorite things because of all the you know, the rise of the alt-right stuff is somebody on Twitter who is just like, somebody was like, if the founding fathers were here, and someone responded to it, be like, they'd be too busy not washing their dicks to do anything. It's like, that's true. Like, this guy's got a real stink cock, and like, there's no getting around it. And the other thing I just think about, though, is everyone's awful teeth. One thing about like Game of Thrones, or I watch that show, it's just like, unless somebody is literally supposed to be like, you know, a hag, they have perfect teeth, and it's just kind of incredible.
Yeah, it's hard enough with access to like first world dental care to like keep your shit on point. Like,
my teeth are not great, and like I don't live in Zelda times, you know. And like I've got some real country yellow to my teeth. Like, it is you know. So I don't think about bugs. Fair point, Dragon Magazine, presumably. But where's the section in human for just like yeah, you can smell this guy's dick from a mile away. Like,
yeah, this guy's pubes are totally dreaded by now.
Yes, it's literally just a nest. It's a nest, and he, in order to get rid of lice upon his pubis, like, he ends up sharpening a dagger, you know, once a week and taking it to his scrot.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go through some highlights. We can't go through all these guys.
No, there's so many of them. They introduce a psionic one, the Aratha. I have no idea
what that's supposed to be.
Neither do I.
It has 8-foot clawed tentacles? That's not a bug. What are you talking about, Aratha? Like,
I didn't, wait, Artha? Yeah, I did Aratha. There's nothing. There's no disambiguation or anything. There's Artha bugs, but those are an actual thing.
It's like a Wikipedia edit that got snuck in here.
Yeah.
So, I love the assassin bug.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's so evocative.
Yeah, like the male and female attack together, and the male like slices open a person, and then the female lays the eggs inside.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, Jesus Christ, it's a cool team.
Oh wow, that's an actual thing.
Yeah. Except they're not giant, and if it actually happens to you in real life, you can probably scrub your arm. You don't need a fucking limited wish.
Yeah, you don't need to use your wish spell.
You have to get rid of it.
Like, yeah. God, just imagine if that was the way you killed your entire party, by fucking up a second edition wish to get rid of the.
And it just put them all in all your friends.
Yeah.
Wisdom was too, though.
the cave cricket kind of acts like a chaff grenade.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Like, just makes noise.
Yeah,
you know, she can't hear things over them. The dragonfly, I like that. That's terrifying, because I think they're terrifying in real life as well.
Yeah,
I don't like seeing them. I don't like how they hover. I don't like how, like, and like, if I'm around one, like, they I'm like probably by a swamp or something, and like,
yeah, yeah, I'm probably by a creek. And if you're fucking, why are you flying right into my face?
Yeah, they do it. Like, they're just, they're real up.
They're nasty. Yeah,
yeah, they're very, very provocative.
the ear seekers, terrified of these things in real life. Earwigs are just, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, and in here, they will definitely kill you.
Yeah.
Like, this is, like, I mean, I don't know if these are supposed to be giant ones or this is just trying to scare kids about earwigs.
Yeah, no, it was, like, my entire childhood was nothing but being afraid of lockjaw and earwigs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And earwigs are pretty gross little guys, even if they don't get your ear.
Right, yeah.
I don't think that we really have them out here. I don't know if I've seen any out in Portland.
I don't, so, yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen one.
Stink bugs are more of the thing out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fire friends. Hi.
Yeah. Like, hello. Fire friend.
I'm your fire friend.
creates a beam of greenish light.
Yep, it's a laser bug. Before
damage. Yeah. The Nova Skeleton version of this, like, this thing.
This firefly got out of hand very quickly.
And I love he's called a fire friend.
Yep.
That's so good. Because, you know, there's a, I just really wonder if it's supposed to be fiend, but fire friend. you know, just saying fire to all our crops. The firefly is just like a regular fly, but if it lands on something, it gets set on fire. That's pretty great.
Yep.
It's like that fly did a wish and it fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, every pile of shit it tries to mate on just gets, like, immediately goes up in smoke.
Yeah. The giant tick will give you a fatal disease, which is terrifying. God, so scared of ticks.
Like, ticks are pretty bad.
Yeah.
In general. And just the idea, like, but the tick's greatest weapon in real life and in D&D, I imagine, is, like, the fact that you don't know that you have it.
Right, right.
You, like, lands on your neck, and then one of your friends is gonna be like, dude, hold still, dude.
Yep, let me get a match.
Yeah, I'm sorry, don't look, you know? and here, it's like, I mean, a giant one's gotta be, like, what? The size, I mean, there's not a size thing, so, like, how big do you think a giant tick is? before it's right, like, flaccid.
Before it's right, before it's engorged.
Yeah,
I would say, like, somewhere between like a bocce ball, like the big ones, and and a pool ball, maybe.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Like, it engorges to be about the size of, like, a beach ball.
Yeah,
and it's regularly about the size of a softball. And just a softball sized tick is, like, really repulsive because those fucking things can jump.
Yep.
And just imagine that, like, thing is flying at your face. Like, this is like the most scared I've been reading this book.
I mean, we've talked about this, like, bees, you know, being afraid of a bee is a reasonable fear. And a lot of these real life insects, the ones that don't shoot lasers at you, they're, you know, they're pretty scary.
Well, and the thing about this entry is it makes bees look like dick.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.